Download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up, Nick Kokonis. He is the co-owner of Alinea. They're up for Outstanding Restaurant, the James Beards, which will be at the Lyric Opera on May 2nd, which is Monday. Also, a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk with Crane Chicago Business Real Estate writer Dennis Rodkin about his passion, his walking tour, the sexual history of Chicago. It's great. It's essentially a tour of all the places that used to be something doing with sex here in the Loop. And I think about that all the time. I think like when I walk into the corner bakery and I'm like, this used to be something else. And Dennis will tell us what it used to be. There's a lot of seedy stuff. State Street, Hubbard Street right here, where all the clubs are that you walk into and you're like, oh my God, $19 vodka. Yeah, this DJ's great. Justin Bieber's here. Well, before Justin Bieber was there, it was a gay brothel. So we'll talk with Dennis Rodkin about his walking tour, which starts back up this spring. And also Sam Pinjanovic will be here. Talk about the terrible news of what's off-season, Blackhawks off-season. That's a terrible story. It's like that's one of those where it's just like thumbs down. Tough lot to be bouncing the first round. 7-game series, and you know, it's tough to go up against the St. Louis Blues, who really have an inside shot here to get to the Stanley Cup after knocking off the defending champs. So we'll talk with Sam about that. And the Chicago Bulls. I hate watching the NBA playoffs right now. Am I the only one who's just like, I can't understand how the Charlotte Hornets, Atlanta Hawks, Indiana Pacers, Toronto Raptors, Boston Celtics, how any of these teams are in and the Bulls are out. So we'll talk with Sam about if there's going to be any accountability and what the team may look like in the fall. But coming up now, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, Chicago comedy. Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele. Now, here's the rub on this. We taped this a little bit ago, right before my vacation. We went over to the Treehouse animal shelter. It's a cat shelter in Wicker Park, because they're doing the junket. They were in town, and Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele were here in Chicago to talk about their new movie Keanu, which opens up this weekend. So what they do, you know, they don't want to go around to everybody and do interviews, so they set up shop. And because it's a movie about, it's an action adventure featuring cats, kittens, they set up shop in a cat shelter. So for the visuals, because most of the people, you know, like a Janet Davies or from ABC or Bill Zwecker from the Sun Times or any of the people who cover, you know, the celebrities, essentially, you know, that's the setup. You want that cool shot. And then you walk into the room and there's just a bunch of cameras there and they're just getting the reaction shot. You just say, so tell me about your movie. And they do their thing, right? So that's what we did. And so I was like, well, can they come over to the studio? They're like, no, they can't. They can only do the junkets. I'm like, it's not really set up for radio. You know, we're not going to see the cats. So we did it. I went over there and I stood in line with all the other guys and I got 10 minutes because I know Keegan. I know Keegan and Jordan from when they were here in Chicago. And it was really crazy because you walk into the room and there are like 15, 20 people in there. There's like makeup artists and there's the videographers and there's the person who's just like staring at her watch saying, you got 10 minutes, you know, and then the next person's up. So, but they saw me and they're like, no, that's fish out of water. It's an improv Justin doing here. I'm like, well, I got a show on WGN. They're like, oh, cool. I haven't talked to him in a couple of years. So they were there, but it was really interesting because they were also there with Jason Mitchell. Jason Mitchell's in the movie, and Jason Mitchell, fascinating, is Eazy-E from Straight Outta Compton. Like the movie Straight Outta Compton, the guy who played Eazy-E, Jason Mitchell, he's in Keanu. So he's sitting there too. So I'm like, wow, it's Eazy-E. That's awesome. So essentially I had the conversation with them at the Treehouse, and the conversation, was about Chicago, their time here, about improv and how it helps them, and the training that they got here in Chicago helps them with their career, both on Key and Peele and on the new movie Keanu. So take a listen.
Tell me about the difference between writing sketch comedy, which you guys obviously with Key and Peele, it was a big deal, and writing this movie. I mean, what's the difference, not just with writing, but shooting it and the idea of producing something longer than sketch comedy?
The big difference is you have to be aware of the big picture. of the movie. You can't do you can't have a scene go so crazy that when you start the next scene, people are like, wait, no, hold up. You were in outer space.
You're right.
In that last scene. So it's hard because what we've trained ourselves to do through this sketch show is just as quickly as possible go boom, 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 and then you're watching a complete Looney Tunes level, like insane,
right.
Heightened reality. So this was like, we got to pick the tone. It's got to be heightened, but it also has to be grounded. It has to be consistent, and it has to be good.
What I loved about your show and is you could tell that your roots in Chicago, but it was these were complete sketches. You know, they weren't sort of, you know, with the funny character and then on to the next thing, like we've seen sketch comedy on television before. You guys do have a beginning, middle, end. Does that change when you're doing a movie? I mean, do you have to think a little bit differently about a scene as opposed to, you know, a sketch, a beginning, middle, end?
Yeah, because you can't just, it's not just, I think some people might think, oh, we're just stringing sketches together.
Right.
But the more important thing, as Jordan said, it's the thread. The thread is the most important thing. So then, and also, a sketch can exist on its own in any way you want it to. It can just be silly, or it can have some social meaning. In a film, every scene has to be helping the story. I mean, because that's for me, it's something I always notice when I watch a movie. I'll see a movie and go, why is that scene in the movie? Like, you know, I don't even know what's the information I'm learning from that scene. Whereas what you want, that should be the ideal, is that you're trying to figure out in every single instance, oh, now I'm getting this information. Now I'm getting this information.
Right.
And of course, in the beginning of the movie, you're setting up a bunch of promises, and then you have to deliver on those promises at the back end of the movie, and you don't have to worry about
that. Do you guys like that? I mean, do you have a preference? I mean, do you like working in that kind of narrative style where you're, you know, working over an hour and a half or a two-hour big script as opposed to sort of sketch?
They both have their advantages.
Yeah, sure,
they both have things that are great about them. It's great in sketch that you get to, you know, we got to be... in one day we could be aliens
and then, 18th century revolutionaries. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
right. That's interesting. That's like kind of like having a holodeck. But the movie thing is a bigger payoff when you see the final product because you can get caught up in it, and the characters don't go away. You get invested in the characters, and that's awesome.
Let me ask you, both of you. I mean, working. You've been in films. You've done films on your own, you've worked in television, that kind of thing. Together, this is your first major motion picture. What does that give you in terms of freedom? Like, to work together, to know each other, to be Key and Peele, what does that give you that you don't get on other sets that you're, you know, playing different characters?
You get a shorthand. You know, that's part of it, is that we understand each other in ways that I think other people don't. You'd have to have as long of a relationship as we have. And the other thing is, there's never a sense... Well, let me first. I'll give you this example. The shorthand will be sometimes we can. It's as if we're calling football plays. So we'll go. You know, button hook in the wall. Sabron on the Razor 6. Eagle, 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 eagle. Call it eagle. Hot, hot, hot. Omaha, Omaha, Omaha. And then we go. And we know what that means to us. So it's like three beats of Megan. So if it's Megan and Andre, like those two characters in the sketch show, I don't know what we're gonna do. I just know it's three beats of Megan and Andre. We go on stage and we just do it, and it just happens. Because there's a shorthand, and then there's like the subliminal shorthand. Then the other thing is we can lay hands on each other. Like you meet other actors, you don't know where you stand yet, and how physical can I get with that person? Whereas we know we can go just about anywhere with each other. And then the third thing, which is kind of, it's just more pleasure or joy, is just we almost know exactly what each other's threshold is.
Yeah.
So I'm actively trying to make him laugh, and he's actively trying to make me laugh. And there are times when you break. It's like a fencing duel, but when we do that to each other, you, the viewer, see us having fun. There's another level of us having fun.
Well, there's definitely, I mean, the banter, the dialogue you guys have in the movie, you could tell that exactly. I mean, there's this sort of like, you know, one-upmanship. Jason, I want to bring you in. You know, working with these guys who inevitably are in every scene trying to make each other laugh. As a, you know, you're a serious actor. I mean,
right.
you know, straight out of Compton, the other movies that you've had. I mean, you haven't been in that kind of scenario. How hard was it to work with actors who are constantly trying to break?
Oh, man, it was tough. It was tough. I mean, they got me a few times. But the beauty in it is kind of like, because my character is still a dramatic dude. You know what I mean? So it brings beauty to it, and it has its own level of comedy when I don't break. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I'm actively doing that by not breaking. If it makes sense, I'm fighting back. You know what I mean? So it's like, they're just not trying to make me crack. I'm trying to make them crack too by just sitting there with this face like, are you serious? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's different too. I mean, if it's on stage and you guys are on stage, a crack smile or something gives a nod to the audience. But when you're shooting a scene, it just can't happen, right?
Right.
You're going for realism.
Right.
You're going
right.
for a sense of, we're grounded in this, you know, Jordan has said before, there's this thing where you go, if Jordan and Keegan, as real humans, were transported into New Jack City, the movie, what would that be? In real life, if that happened to us for real, what would happen?
Right.
And how would we behave? As opposed to just saying, it's not a high concept movie. So we're in real dangerous situations, and kind of the style of the film harkens back to older films, Raising Arizona, Thelma and Louise, Midnight Run. So there's this sense where there's a comedic element that's extremely present, but the bullets are real.
Right.
And the blood is real. Right. Yeah.
Let me ask you about your time in Chicago, because both of you spent time here, Second City, I.O. How does that inform what you do, especially in a movie like this? I mean, how much improv is used, but maybe not just about, like, you know, you learned improv. What did your time in Chicago do for you when making a film?
I mean, one thing that one lesson we learn, a principle sort of developed by the late Del Close, is, you know, truth in comedy, and there's an emotional component yeah. that you have to no matter how crazy a character you're playing, there has to be an emotional truth to it. And the same thing with this entire movie. You know, we feel like the character Keanu actually grounds this movie, because this is a believable, you know, there's no amount of money that you could offer me that will make me walk into this gang's club and start mouthing off and pretending to be a badass. No amount of money. But if you told me my kitten was in trouble, that would get me there. So something is only as funny as how grounded and real it rings to people. If people watched this movie and felt like, nah, you just wouldn't do that, then we'd be dead in the water.
There's a moment-to-moment phenomenon. That's what improvisation is, right? The fact, and also, think of, if you look at the movie, aren't Clarence and Rel, the lead characters, aren't they improvising as they go? I think it permeates everything we do as writers, because to achieve the goal they want, which is to get the cat back, they have to yes and this foreign culture they've just walked into. So they have to improvise. They have to yes and. They have to not deny the reality. And as they're creating the reality with each other, they're already in peril. So it's like, right. I'm not going to say no. Once it's done, they have to continue to accept and heighten the reality that they're in. They have no choice.
Well, I think I speak for the entire city of Chicago when I say congratulations, guys. Thank Great you. Movie. Keanu opens on the 29th. Yes. Great to see you guys.
You too.
Congrats
you too,
on man. All your success. Jason, nice to meet you. And nice thanks for taking too, some
man.
Time.
Absolutely. Right. Thanks.
There you go. Key and Peele. Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele. Live, that was in the treehouse cat shelter. I don't know if you can hear the meow once in a while in the background there. Meow. It's probably a much better visual, you know, for when that piece plays on ABC with Janet Davies. There'll be cats crawling all over. Meow. But for radio, you get poignant moments. What improv means to me. Meow. And there you go. Key and Peele, the movie Keanu, comes out this weekend. All over the country, go see it.